Okay, good. Okay, we are up to the last final Seif of Siman Kuf Yud. We're going to be learning an interesting halacha. We'll see that it's a self-contained Seif, which will lead us into Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, which is going back into Hilchas Shmoneh Esrei, Smichas Gula Tefillah. And Seif Ches really remains a little bit of an enigma that a lot of people don't keep to it. And the question will remain a little bit open: why is it that we don't really fulfill this halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Ches, page 278. Ha'nichnas lebeis hamedrash. Somebody who enters the beis hamedrash, yispalel, he should say, Yirotzoy milfanecha, should be the will before you, Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. There's a whole text, a whole tefillah, which is brought down in Maseches Brachos, that I should make mistakes in my learning, and I should not mislead anybody in the learning. I shouldn't say that something which is kosher is the opposite, something which is mutter is also, something which is also is mutter. I shouldn't make any mistakes. That's the tefillah that is to be said as soon as you enter Beis HaMedrash. Huvitziyotzei, when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, whenever it may be, first thing in the morning or last thing in the evening, Huvitziyotzei, when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, finally for the day, Yoimar, you should say, Moedani l'fonecho, Hashem Elohikai, you should thank Hashem, Moedani, you should thank Hashem, Shesamto chelki, that my portion have been put, that my portion is, from people sitting in Beis HaMedrash. I am one of those people that actually sits and learns in Beis HaMedrash. I'm not one of those that ever make it into the Beis HaMedrash, however long it may be, but I actually make it into Beis HaMedrash on a daily basis. I can learn. This is our halacha. Now, there is really a machlokes as to whether it is a choiva or not a choiva. But you can see from the Loshna Shulchan Aruch, he says, Hanichmas le Beis HaMedrash, Yispalel. And when you enter the Beis HaMedrash for your daily learning session, you should say that. And it sounds like anybody has to say it. So you see, you could really argue, and we're going to speak to that about that a little bit later, that who really is this tefillah meant for? Pardon? Right, somebody who's sitting and learning the whole day. Either that, or even more so, because if you look at the Nusach HaTfilah, it speaks about paskening, that you're paskening the right things. That you say something which is also, you say that it's also, and not the opposite. Something which is mutter, you actually pasken that it's mutter, and not chashvon the opposite. So you would have thought that it's primarily referring to a rav, somebody who paskens shailas every day. There's nothing worse than paskening shailah incorrectly. There's nothing worse. So the tefillah is specifically, it appears that the tefillah is primarily referring to somebody who passed Kanshailas. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be implying. It doesn't say that it's only referring to a dain. It seems to be that anybody, Anichmas le-Beis HaMedrash, anybody enters the Beis HaMedrash, should say this tefillah. So that's really strange. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, Lamed Dalet. Anichmas le-Beis HaMedrash. Ari, the Arizal, Hoyoimro Bechol Boiket. Ari used to say this tefillah every single day. Voyoimro Acha Kach. And he should afterwards say, "Ki yite, ki Hashem yiten chokhmo mepiv das usvuno." Galena ve'abito niflois m'sayi rosecho. Very beautiful tefillahs psukim. Galena, I should open my eyes. Ve'abito shall see niflois the wonders m'sayi rosecho from your Torah. Some sofer apparently used to finish every single shir by saying those words. Beautiful tefillah. Misifkot Lamed Hey, Mishnah Berurah continues and says the following: Yispalel Yirotzei Milfanecho, Ve'ein Bo Chesima. There is no Chesima. There is no Brocha at the end. Taz Kosev Taz. The Taz says, "Tohu Adin Mishyosh Lilmod Bechidus." This will apply to even somebody who learns Bechidus. So you would have thought maybe this is primarily referring to somebody who's learning with others. That there's one thing if you make a mistake in your learning. And it's about yourself. You got the wrong pshat in the Gemara. You misunderstood the Mishnah Berurah. It's one thing. But it's much more severe if it's you're learning with others. And you're misleading others to misunderstand the Gemara. Or the Shulchan Aruch. It's much worse. So you would have thought that it's maybe primarily referring to somebody who's learning with others. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this hatfela is to be said even if you learn on your own. Why is that? Why is it that you should say that tefillah even if you're learning on your own? Pardon? So therefore, but why? What's the point of the tefillah that you say tefillah that I shouldn't make a mistake and I shouldn't mislead others and not and why is it? But if you're on your own,
it's bringing out the point that it's not about passing people, passing shalas.
Very good. Absolutely correct. It's even about the fact of making, absolutely correct. The fact of making mistake in Torah, that itself is really bad. The fact you got the wrong pshat, that itself is really bad. Even if you're not going to mislead somebody else. It's much worse if you mislead somebody else. But the fact you got a wrong pshat in Shulchan Aruch, the fact you made a mistake in Gemara, the fact that you misinterpreted Tosfos, that is really bad. It's a problem. So you should say that tefillah even if you're learning b'yechidus. Of course you get huge schar, but at the same time, it's not ideally. You wouldn't have made that mistake. Yes, you definitely do get schar, of course. V'frat im higia l'hoira, especially if you're a person who reaches hoira, a person who paskins to others, then it's even worse. Tzorich le'tzorich le'spa, the person must daven shalo yite b'limud, should not make a mistake when you learn over hoira, when you paskin lo'imer al tomei tohir, when you say on something which is pure, you say that it's impure, or the opposite. But also muta, and if you say that something which is also, you say that it's permitted. V'toiv loyman, it is right to say nusach echot kotzo koil habe, and it is ideally you should say nusach that includes everything. V'zeu yirotzim fenecha Hashem elikai, v'lekav v'zeh shtoir einai b'moyter osecha, that my eyes should see the meor b'toir osecha, the light of the Torah, v'tatzilein, you should save me, because michshol v'toros, you should save me from any mistake, stumbling block. It should be clear. Everything should be clear and without mistakes. Hein b'dine issa v'heta, hein b'dine memoines. Whether it is for issa v'heta or for memoines. In other words, as to whether there is a big difference between issa v'heta and memoines. If it's v'heta, issa v'heta, and you say something is muta, and really that meat is also, so it's really bad because you're really, what's going to happen? The person is eating something which is not meant to eat. But if it's talking about momentous, if it's financial matters, even, I can't say if it's even worse, but it's at least equally as bad because you're telling him, you know, you have to pay back those £500. You're chayv, you're potter. You have to pay him or you are exempt or whatever it may be, but it's going out to a number of people. So it's not just the person that you're addressing, but it's actually the knock-on effect to somebody else as well. So when it comes to momentous as well, hen b'roim b'limud, whether it's for paskining or whether it's for learning, galenai v'habitin first b'sar secho mashogisi kvar imidani ala emes, and that I mistake already, mashogisi kvar imidani ala emes, please ensure Hashem that I should come to the full truth, v'altatze b'pid v'emes ad me'oid, and I should just come to the ultimate truth, ki Hashem itin chochma, Hashem gives chochma m'pid da'az usvuno, and from his mouth, from Hashem, as it were, comes wisdom and understanding. And if you learn with others, this is a beautiful part. This is such a, we see over in Musa, such beautiful. That which the tefillah also should include, that I shouldn't enjoy that somebody is making a mistake. I shouldn't enjoy that I'm right. If I have a discussion with somebody else, and it turns out to be that I'm right, and my chavur says wrong, my tefillah to Hashem is, don't make me enjoy this. Don't, Hashem, don't make me enjoy that somebody else is making a mistake. I shouldn't be the one enjoying from somebody else's mistake. If you know that simchas anitzochen, when you were arguing 15 minutes straight, turns out I was right at the end. You know, that feeling, what is it called? There must be a name for it, that. Yeah, but that feeling, at the end you turn out to be right, and you have to admit that you're right. What's that kick, you know, that feeling that, you know, actually I was right. So that we daven to Hashem, I shouldn't have that enjoyment. I shouldn't be the one that actually feels one that somebody enjoys that somebody else was in the wrong. But on the other hand, nobody should enjoy that I was wrong. Because ultimately I don't want to be wrong. So that's the tefillah, Kedisa B'Gemorah. It's interesting that the recent editions of the Shas Gemorahs, you may have noticed, very recent editions of the Gemaras. He opened it up, I think from the Vakshal on, from the Vakshal Gemaras on, and maybe not Vakshal, but many editions more recently, they have that filler in the front. Yes, they have that filler. Yeah, is it there in this edition? Yes, because it's also with Yossi.
No, because this one about...
Can you bring it? It's all based, yeah, that's the one. Well, that's all based on what it's on the same. That's the, you see, many editions, I think the Vakshal Shas already has it. Here. It doesn't really. He adds, that's right, Mishnah Berurah adds to it, correct. Yes. And then we Tzosim HaOyim, so that's the Nusach over here printed is very much. That's the Nusach that is printed over here. And right, and many editions have got this already in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Shas. Yes, they don't have that additional point. That's correct. Yeah, they didn't add it. He says specifically it's not for the Yonim. Bifrat, yeah. It would have been appropriate for anybody to say. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, and then and now says the Mishnah Berurah Seif Kot Lamed Vav, that's really a controversial piece over here. Who vits Yosu when you leave. Kosa Rama Perish HaMishnah. Rama Perish HaMishnah writes, Ve'elu shtei tfiles, those two tfiles, Choyva. It's an obligation to say those tefillah. It's an obligation. It's not a rishus. It's a choyva. And so that the poskim, the contemporary poskim, say you should say it on Shabbos as well. Although tefillahs, normally private tefillahs are not to be said on Shabbos, but the poskim say this actually is an exception. Should say it on Shabbos as well. You should say this while you're standing or sitting. Whatever state, wherever you are, you should be standing or sitting. It doesn't make a difference as long as you say it. There's no specific requirement as to whether you should face Mizrach, hold the opposite, right, left, center, up and down, doesn't make a difference. Just wherever you are, say that filler before you start learning. Now, good, okay, that's that. Now the question, of course, is, why do so many people not say that? So it's true that it's printed in some editions, as we just mentioned, and of course there is a lot of people who say it. However, it does seem that a lot of people don't say that tefillah. And the question, of course, is why not? It's a choyva, Mishnah Berurah says. Choyva, it's an obligation in the name of the Rambam. It's an obligation to say that. I think it's true to say that many people don't actually say it. So because Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, it's not just for Dayanim. It's not just for Poskim. Anybody. You go and you go to Daf Yomi Shir, you should say that tefillah. You should say that tefillah. Why don't we say it? And what is that? Any suggestions? Yeah. But why? I mean, because there's no requirement, so it's too free, then people lose it. Okay. Yeah. You'd give an ikrim. This is a choyva. It's an obligation over here. It's a choyva. It's an absolute obligation. Can you think of any other obligations that we actually skip? Good. Absolutely. So you're quite right that many achronim actually say that it's not a choyva, it's a rishos. So while the Mishnah Berurah says clearly it's choyva, other achronim say no, actually it's a rishos. You don't have to say it. And that, although again, not in line with Mishnah Berurah, might be a limud chos for some people who don't say it because nobody agrees that you have to say it. Some achronim seem to be saying that you don't need to say it, so it looks like some people are meikel. I had once another feeling. I don't know what you think about it. I didn't see it. I looked and I searched and I could not find it in any sefer. But I had once a feeling about it. Rabbi Yisai, I could be completely wrong. And I never saw it anywhere. But I had once a feeling, which is the following. Elimutzchos, why is it that so many people don't actually say that filler? And it's based on a feeling of inadequacy. Is that the word in English? Inadequacy? Now, a person thinks that, you know, who am I? I'm not going to pasken. Why should anybody ask me a shaila? Why should I be the one that is going to come up to Hoira? my little learning, I'm not going to be the one that is going to enlighten others. And therefore, because of that, if you are dying, you are poisik, you are rov, you're holding a kehillah, you're holding a shtel in a bezdin. Of course, you're going to have to say, shalei kosher b'dvar halacha, shalei smuchu chaveira, you don't make a mistake, shalei rata kol al yodi. Yes, but if you are just a little person, and you don't think you're going to end up paskining, you don't think you're going to end up enlightening others, who am I already? So I don't need to see such a filler. On the contrary, it would be like a gaiva. I'm going to be the grand poisik today. Today I'm going to be the grand poisik. And I'm going to, so that feeling maybe is the underlying reason why many people don't feel appropriate, they feel it too inadequate to say that filler. I didn't see it anywhere. It's just a hegish which I want. Limutzchus, why is it that maybe some people don't say it? But again, I don't see this anywhere. And to emphasize, it's not like the Mishmur, because the Mishmur says clearly it's a choyva to say it. What do you think about this pshat?
It's very interesting story. I've never thought
about
that before.
No, you'd say it, once for the day. Chol yoim. Chol yoim. Yeah. Correct. Yes. Yeah. I think even Mishnah Berurah says it. It could be that's pshat in Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Lamedal that we saw earlier. Yoim Rabbi Chol Boika. So whilst Adari is likely to have been in the Beis Medrash whole day, he probably was, he probably didn't leave much of the Beis Medrash. But it's a requirement that it's a daily tefillah. Yeah. Okay, good. Rabbi Sai, we are ready to move on. Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Din Smichas Gudel Tefillah. The halacha of being Soymech Gudel Tefillah. We've spoken numerous times about this concept of being Soymech Gudel Tefillah. To do the Geula, to join the Geula. You say the tefillah of Goal Israel. Hashem has redeemed us, and that leads immediately straight into tefillah. Now, the Baalei Mussar speak about this. Why is it so important that you be so mechudel tefillah? Why is it so incredibly important? You mustn't interrupt. You don't even say amen. You don't interrupt between Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael. You go straight from Gola to tefillah. Must be a very deep concept. But halacha, let's just go to the halacha. Din smichas gudel tefillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, bottom line, the following. A person must be soymeich. They must be right next to each other. Good letfilah to gula, referring to Goal Yisrael. Letfilah to Shmoyne Esa. It must be mamash, going right from one to the next. Veloy yafsik beinem. Do not interrupt in between. Hafilo be amen. Even by saying amen, acha Goal Yisrael. Even if you hear Goal Yisrael, you don't say amen after Goal Yisrael. Veloy b'shum posuk. You don't say any posuk in between. You go from Goal Yisrael straight to Shemoneh Esrei. Chutz, excluding Me'Hashem Sefosai Tiftach. We know that the words of Hashem Sefosai Tiftach is not really part of Shemoneh Esrei. So you could have argued that. What could you have argued? You could have said that. It's a hefsek. Could have said, how can I say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael and then say Hashem Sefosai? You should really go Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael and then straighten Shemoneh Esrei. Soymech Geula Letfilah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. This is part of Shemoneh Esrei, so much so that it's still considered Soymech Geula Letfilah. Chutz Me'Hashem Sefosai Tiftach, which you're allowed to say, that's fine. It's still considered Soymech Geula Letfilah. Okay, says the Ramah, and it says as follows, Yesh Oim Shemut Alano is Omen Al Goal Yisrael. Some say you're allowed to say Omen of Goal Yisrael. Somebody who did once in a shir a little while ago, he told me that in some shuls there's a minhag of saying Amen after Goal Yisrael. Is that correct? In some shuls there's a minhag to sing. Yeah, and then, okay, I don't know. But either way, the Ramah says you're allowed to say Amen after Goal Yisrael. And the Ramah says that's the minhag. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, that we need to be saying mechudel tefillah. Hanu dafka bechol or b'yom tov. That's only on weekday or on the other extreme, yom tov. Havel b'Shabbos, but when it comes to Shabbos, ain't zorich. You don't need to. Says the continuous perish the time of the bein on limis mechudel tefillah. That we need to be saying mechudel tefillah because it says in the pasuk, "Ksiv yantu Hashem b'yom tov." If some mechle yirotzanim repivigoyin v'goyim v'goali, for Shabbos loves man tzora. The whole idea is based on the fact that tzara, yad chashem b'yom tzara. And then it says, yilirotzim repi. That's tzara related. The whole concept is to take, to be davening after tzara, to be tzoymich kudu letfile. To daven to Hashem tfile after there was a need of a tzara. This doesn't apply on Shabbos. Therefore, you don't. There's no concept of tzoymich kudu letfile on Shabbos. For the nias daiti, nirat ramah said according to my humble opinion, tamar shein ken b'yom tevu mishum shem yimei adin, k'tadam b'mishne beis, p'yikam d'r shonle, p'pesach ala tfuah, v'toiv lehachmim lo yipmog mishtoich likach. The ramah says, you know what? Actually, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, weekday, the right thing is to be machmir, to be tzoymich kudu letfile, whether it's weekday, Shabbos or Yom Tov, one should be machmir. Okay, good. Now, there is, what about interrupting, not by talking, but just by waiting a second? Waiting a few seconds. You say, Gali soil, Baruch Hashem Gali soil, you wait a few seconds, 10, 20 seconds, and then say Shemoneh Esrei. Is that okay or not okay? You didn't speak, you didn't interrupt in speech. You waited. Is that okay or not okay? No? No? Yes? Rabbi Feingold? Good or no good?
No.
No good?
Before measurement.
How long? Says the Mishnah Berurah here, interesting. I think it's very interesting. Mishnah Berurah says in Tziv Katan Beis, Afilu b'shehiyah be'alma, even slight delay. Yoyse mekdei dibu. So, kidei dibu hu kidei she'ilas talmid l'rav. So, we're talking about seconds. How long does it take to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi? How much is that? 2 seconds? 3 seconds? 4 seconds? Yeah? So, even anything more than a few seconds, hu l'chadchila, you should not delay. You go straight from to be Samech Kudel Tfila. Yeah. Right, the earlier Mishnah Berurah just points out that the reason why Hashem Sfosa Tiftach is okay, Dikvun Tkavo Rabbonon Betfili, Yeshle Din Tfila. It's called Din Tfila, it's become part of Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem Sfosa Tiftach is part of Shemoneh Esrei, that's why it's okay. Pardon?
That's why
it
doesn't say Kishayim and Shabbos.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Shabbos,
yeah, that's a good point. Interesting, yeah. Very, very good point. Yeah, really interesting, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it, you're right. Eli, sounds like it, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I hear the Duke. It's correct. Sounds correct. Correct, yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkok and Gimel reminds us, Afilu Ba'omen, we are in the Kaddush Kedusha Elanois. If we just ended up saying, Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then suddenly it's Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever it may be, do not answer, do not reply. You go straight away for Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. Now, yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah, okay. Just to recap what we learned tonight. We spoke tonight about the halacha of a nichnas lebeis hamedrash, somebody enters the beis hamedrash, should say tefillah. We spoke, this tefillah is a choiva, in the name of the Rambam, it's a choiva. A person should say the tefillah as he enters the beis hamedrash. A person should leave the beis hamedrash by saying another tefillah. We said, it's special, even if you're learning beyechidus, even if you're not a dying, even more so if you're dying. But even if you're not a dayan, you should say this tefillah. And when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, you should say the Moed Ani. Tzidim and Kuf Yud Aleph goes into the parasha of Smichas Gudel Tefillah. And a person should be Smichas Gudel Tefillah. You should not say anything afterward, Gal Yisrael, excluding Hashem Sfos HaTiftach, which is an intrinsic part of Shemoneh Esrei. This applies Halach Lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah says, whether it's Shachis, Mincha, Shachis, Musaf, whether it's a weekday or Shabbos or Yom Tov, this halacha applies. One should be machmir to always go be soymech kudel tefillah. And we learned that even if there is an interruption because of Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, you should move on straight away and you should start Shemoneh Esrei. And we learned also that the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah says even if it is a shibya alma, slight delay of a few seconds lechatchila, one should not delay, and one should go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. We'll continue with Shem Mo'alochos tomorrow.